You know, I was looking, it was over a decade ago that we first started talking to CyrusOne. They relocated down here and they built data centers. And at the time, it was fairly esoteric. Now I think everybody knows about data centers and they're going to know a lot more. CyrusOne's built over 50 of them around the world, getting ready to team up with Calpine and build a $1.2 billion hyperscale data center campus down northwest of Waco. Eric Schwartz is the CEO and CyrusOne and joins us again. It's good to have you with us, sir.
David, thanks for giving me the chance to join you today.
Well, you guys just never take a breath. I mean, in fact, I think the last time we talked, I said, well, you know, it looks like maybe these things are getting overbuilt and this and that, but the demand seems to be insatiable.
Demand is definitely strong, and it's driven by really the growth in artificial intelligence. All of the capabilities and agents that are being deployed ultimately are operating and using digital infrastructure and data centers to both create the models and then generate the insights and the capabilities that we all use. And we're working hard to keep up with our customers and the demands they have for this scale of infrastructure.
So this is not one of those, if we build it, they will come things. You've got the demand right now. And this is, I mean, this thing is bigger than a Walmart supercenter. And I guess if it were powering houses, do what, over 150,000 homes?
It would definitely be in that neighborhood. And this is the largest one that we've ever built. And so we're very excited to have the project and very fortunate to have a very strong partnership with Calpine to make this project possible. And it's going to bring a lot of economic activity and jobs to this portion of Texas.
It will. And it'll also supply power to a lot of projects. So is this is not speculative. You have customers for this or a customer for this?
Correct. We are working with a very important customer to us. We've worked through the design, the layouts, how this is going to be built, and look forward to having it online and operating sometime next year.
So we're not identifying the customer right now.
Correct.
But this thing is just astounding. I guess the ones, this Stargate project out in West Texas, I mean, cumulatively, that's even larger.
It is. The Stargate project is a collection of buildings on a single campus. And you know, we're not involved in that. So, you know, we're as aware of it as everybody else is from what we see and hear in the media. But the project that we're building in Bosque outside of Waco is a very impressive project unto itself.
Absolutely it is. And it's interesting. It's an interesting partnership, too. You guys definitely have the expertise in building a data center. You've been doing it for over a decade. You built, 55, 60 of these all over the world. And Calpine can deliver the energy. That's the marriage. It's one thing to have the structure, but it's quite another to be sure that you have energy. And the energy can't be interrupted.
Correct. Well, we build the facilities to have extensive backup systems. So if there's a failure or an interruption, we can fall back to our backup systems and make sure that the energy and the cooling, which is critical, continue without interruption. But the partnership with Calpine is critical here. This data center is going to consume a substantial amount of energy and need that supply on an ongoing basis. And Calpine is a very established and very well-known power producer at the sort of scale that we need here. And working with them has really made this project possible.
You know, and power is in the news headlines as much as data centers are now, I guess. And part of it seems to be, maybe it's the new administration, but an openness to, you know, getting coal-fired plants back up again and natural gas and even small nuclear reactors that are coming into play. It's like everything that will produce energy is being used.
The energy industry is working on numerous dimensions to meet the demand for power. And so the location that we're developing here is very close to a Calpine plant that is powered by natural gas. And Texas is very fortunate to have abundant supplies of natural gas as a very efficient energy source to supply not only power for this site, but generate quite a bit of power that's going into the broader grid here in Texas. And we're going to make the best use of those capabilities and resources as we can, working with Calpine, and have spent a lot of time working together to figure out the best way to do that, both for the energy infrastructure as well as for the data center infrastructure. The other things you mentioned about recommissioning coal plants and nuclear and other things are other activities that are taking place across the industry, but those are going to take time to develop and unfold. And the critical element here is our ability to get this project built up and running in a very short period of time.
You have, as we said, operations all over the world. Where's the energy coming from in Asia and in Europe? Is it all different sources?
It is. And, you know, it's a combination. The sources are going to depend on the location. So we operate here in the U.S. and, you know, a large portion of the U.S. Power supply is coming now from gas generation. There's a legacy of coal and other sources, but also here in Texas, there's a substantial amount of sun and solar and wind power that's feeding these facilities. In Europe, you know, it's a different mix because they have a different resource composition. And then in Japan, there it's a combination of renewables and other sources on the grid, but they also have a substantial nuclear fleet. And so, you know, our role as a data center developer is working with the established energy providers and the grid operators to ensure that these facilities can leverage the grid infrastructure, but also provide load, because the load that we consume and pay for and contribute back helps support the investment in the grid and the investment in new generation.
Right, and perpetuates. So your demand, is it all artificial intelligence? That's where it's coming from?
Artificial intelligence is a critical driver, but artificial intelligence integrates with cloud computing, integrates with the broader internet infrastructure, and all of those things combined are what's driving this demand. And while the trends and the metrics try to disaggregate those are effectively the integrated digital platform that, you know, runs the digital economy that is spanning the world right now.
I don't know how you keep up with it, though. I mean, like I said, the numbers are really astounding. I saw Amazon came with earnings the other day, and part of it, everybody was looking at the cloud business, and it was up like 17 or 18%, which is just astounding. But they sold the stock off because it was slower than the growth rate that we were seeing at Microsoft and Google and other places. I mean, that's just phenomenal.
It is very impressive what those companies are able to achieve in terms of growth rates in their cloud business alongside the growth that they're driving in artificial intelligence. And as I said, I think those two are tightly linked and integrated with each other. And so the competition that goes on between the very large cloud providers like Amazon, Microsoft, Google, Oracle, and the like, is something that plays out in the headlines. And then there are a large number of smaller, more focused players that also add on top of that. And so the aggregate growth of cloud computing on behalf of enterprises, but also on behalf of developers and other digital players is very impressive.
So has data center technology changed? Has it kept up? Like, I mean, everything else is moving at warp speed. But I mean, have there been breakthroughs, requirements for less, not as much power, not as much air conditioning, more computing power out of smaller units like NVIDIA chips or something?
Our industry is more evolutionary than revolutionary. So there's not a level of engineering breakthrough in the sort that you see in terms of chip performance or software performance. That said, on a year-over-year basis, we're constantly driving improvements in efficiency in terms of how much energy these facilities use and the productivity of that energy. And so even though the energy consumption of these facilities is relatively constant, the ever-increasing productivity of the chips, the efficiency of the cooling, et cetera, allows us to get far more productivity out of that given amount of energy that we're consuming. And so long as the demand in the industry is for more compute capacity, storage capacity, and the like, the key is to make sure that for the given amount of energy that we're consuming, we and our customers are getting more productivity and capability out of that energy.
So how long does it take to build a $1.2 billion hyperscale data center that covers a space larger than a Walmart supercenter?
Well, so we broke ground on the project just recently, and construction is fully underway. We expect to deliver the first capacity sometime next year in 2026. So that'll be a little more than a year.
Wow.
And then the expectation is the project will finish up shortly thereafter, maybe into 2027. And so the demand and the urgency around this is such that we're focused on building these facilities as quickly as we can, doing it in a safe way, because there are numerous people and trades all working in parallel on these sites to get them up live and running. But it has to be done in a safe way. We're constantly investing in ensuring that the safety protocols are there to protect the people who are working on the site. But the absolute goal is to build it as quickly as we can while ensuring quality, safety, and performance.
And then get on with the next one, I would imagine, after that. It's ongoing. Eric Schwartz is the CEO of CyrusOne. Fascinating time to be in your business. Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, David, for having me. It's great to be able to catch up.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.